Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and I believe you all know what that means. It is once again time for SCW Radio. I am, of course, your host, Sean Van, and before we get into anything this evening, we're going to go ahead and give out that guest call-in number, and each and every week it is the same. It is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So, let's go ahead really quickly and address the elephant in the room. I made a statement earlier regarding the events of Blaze of Glory 6 and how that show came to a close, and I'm going to read you now a prepared statement for those of you who did not see my post on social media earlier today. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get this completely out of the way before we move on. So, statement goes as follows. After the events that transpired on April 18th's Blaze of Glory 6 event, I have seen and heard a great deal of negativity surrounding my actions. Everyone has heard TJ's side of the story as well as Brian White's. Now it's time to hear my side. That is why I'm going to not only explain my actions, I'm going to give any and all the chance to ask me anything regarding the controversy of last Saturday. Ask any question you'd like in the comment section below or in my inbox if you'd prefer. I will be posting a video this Friday with my explanation as well as answers to your questions. However, I will not be fielding questions regarding this matter on this week's SCW Radio broadcast. I hope to clarify and quell all animosity towards myself and, more importantly, the SCW Entertainment brand. So there you go. There is the statement that I made earlier on social media. I will not be fielding questions regarding the events of Blaze of Glory 6 and the way the event came to a close this past Saturday. I will be addressing all of those matters in a video that will be posted on every and all SCW social media account, including our website. So, once again, if there are any questions, comments, concerns that you would like me to address in that video, feel free to send them to me via any SCW Entertainment social media account or any Sean Van social media accounts. So, with that said, we're going to move on from there, and we're going to get into the meat of what this show is supposed to be about, not me. I want to remind everyone out there also that the chat is open. We are live chatting at blogtalkradio.com. So if you feel necessary, you'd like to address anything going on at SCW Entertainment, feel free to do so at the live chat there. Also, gave you that guest call-in number one more time. It is 713-955-0804. So there you go. As I always say here on SCW Radio, call in, go to blogtalkradio.com, find us, and the chat's there. We address whatever's going on here at SCW Entertainment each and every week. So I guess there's really no better way to start this broadcast out than the results for those unlucky individuals who missed SCW Entertainment's Blaze of Glory 6 this past Saturday at Burton Center. We'll go ahead and briefly touch on the results, what went down. Of course, we would see at the very beginning of the show, SCW Heavyweight Champion Tanner Stone, Sean Storm, and Scott Pierce kick off the broadcast, essentially declaring victory in their contest and a little bit of insulting the fans and things that you probably become a little bit accustomed to from them. Now, in the first match, we would see GPA defending the SCW Tag Team titles in what was a last chance match against the Smooth Operators. And I got to tell you, this was, by definition, the end of what I would consider a fantastic tag team rivalry, a fantastic tag team series of matches going all the way back 6 months ago to WrestleFest 6. And it did come to a head. And unfortunately for the Smooth Operators, GPA retained the SCW tag team titles. Unfortunately for the smooth operators, very fortunately for GPA, in this last chance match. Now, as a result of that, the smooth operators will never again receive another tag team title opportunity as long as GPA remain tag team champions. So, with that said, concluding at the end of this match, Cat Daddy and Del Frito respectively decided to go their separate ways. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least, to see where these two individuals are going to go from here. But whether you like them or not, you have to congratulate and give a lot of props to GPA, Dr. Carl Hager and the Professor Murdoch, retaining the tag team titles. They have been champions now for almost 6 months. And coming from a tag team specialist myself, when I was in the middle of the ring, I got to tell you, GPA is the hottest tag team in SCW Entertainment today. And if there's anybody out there that feels like they can stop them, I'd love to see them step up and try. Next, we would see the return of Tony Lycan, who made his way to the ring to announce that he had finally been medically cleared to return to action and would be doing so very soon. He also stated that his business with his brother Ace Harris was far from over as well, which I got to tell you, yeah, part of me already knew that. You know, these two are far from done with one another. Also, the second match of the evening, we would see Aaron McClure's open challenge for the SCW Extreme Championship, and answering that challenge would be none other than Ben Wright. And I got to tell you, he may not look it standing next to Aaron McClure, but Ben Wright is a big guy. It was very interesting to see. I don't think we've seen an Aaron McClure match since maybe Anderson Strong that could rival hit for hit with Aaron McClure. And I got to tell you, we saw a lot of great hard-hitting action in this contest. But in the end, Aaron McClure picks up the win and retains the SCW Extreme Championship in his open challenge. Next up, a match scheduled for Sean Storm versus Dean Richards, a Fans Bring the Weapons hardcore match, was indeed canceled after I saw documentation from Sean Storm's lawyer, Vincent Slade. Vincent Slade has filed a formal injunction against SCW Entertainment as it relates to that match. We were forced to cancel it. Something beyond my or anybody else's control, which is sort of a theme to this show, I believe, as we go on. However, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, on this one, because as I understand it, Dean Richards and Sean Storm and their parties with them are currently attempting to get this match together. Now, I don't believe that that Sean Storm was a coward. I believe he for Sean Storm to actually get out of a match, we've seen him compete in every type of match. You have to admit, for Sean Storm to actually go and legitimately get out of this match, something has to be going on, so I wouldn't sweep him under the rug just yet. However, that match was canceled, and Dean Richards, as well as many fans, were very infuriated. And that's something we're going to work towards making right. So definitely keep your eyes and ears peeled. Now, next, another match that was scheduled to be James Hall defending the SCW Internet Championship against Anderson Strong and Mr. Smith. Unfortunately, James Hall, his license through the South Carolina Athletic Commission has been suspended for the time being. And given the fact that we don't know how long it will be before this issue will be resolved, James Hall, unfortunately, had to surrender the SCW Internet Championship. However, he was given the opportunity to choose his replacement to keep this a triple threat match for the Internet Championship as promoted. And James Hall, knowing what just happened to Dean Richards, knowing how angry he was, selected Dean Richards to be a part of this match. And Dean Richards, being a man of the fans, decided that this match should be what the fans came to see, a Fans Bring the Weapons hardcore match, and that it was. This match now, Dean Richards, Mr. Smith, Anderson Strong, triple threat Fans Bring the Weapons hardcore match for the vacant SCW Internet Championship. And this one, I got to tell you, these three guys beat the holy hell out of each other. And in the end, Anderson Strong picking up the SCW Internet Championship, making him an individual on a very short list of people who can call themselves a Grand Slam champion at SCW Entertainment. For those of you who don't know, that means holding every available title this company has to offer. That's a very short list, and he has now added himself to that list. However, you got to see Dean's rage at the end of that match. I think the cancellation of a match he really wanted to get his hands on Sean Storm. I think not walking out, maybe disappointing his friend, James Hall, not walking out as internet champion. He snapped and gave Mr. Smith one hell of a pile driver right onto a stop sign. So I got to tell you, very volatile situation going on in that match as well. Now, next up was the main event, guys. It was indeed a title unification match, unifying the original SCW Heavyweight Championship and the new SCW Heavyweight Championship to crown one undisputed SCW Heavyweight Champion. Now, before the match began, two stipulations were added and agreed upon by the contestants, that being a no disqualification stipulation and Scott Pearson, Sean Storm banned from ringside stipulation. Those two agreed upon by both individuals. And we announced that right before the match took place. Now, and for anyone out there who is thinking that there was some kind of trickery with that, TJ Boss wanted a no disqualifications, Tanner Stone wanted a no disqualification stipulation. TJ Boss wanted Sean Storm and Scott Pierce banned from ringside. They both got what they wanted. And the match went off. In the end, Tanner Stone walked away, the undisputed SCW heavyweight champion. As I said earlier in my prepared statement, I'm not going to comment on my actions as it relates to Blaze of Glory. I'm not going to comment on the actions of TJ Boss or Bron White. As it relates to the end of Blaze of Glory 6, I'm going to save all my facts, opinions, and my side of the story. I'm going to save that for this Friday, 2 days from now, when we release... when I release a video answering any and all questions, as I've said earlier. So with that said, I guess it would be enough to mention Bron White is no longer unemployed with SCW Entertainment, and that's as far as we'll go with that. So there you go, guys. I'll say this. The show was very entertaining. Hell of an event. Everyone got their money's worth, I believe. The weather held up. It was a great day, contrary to what the forecast called for. And regardless of a few road bumps, I got to tell you, I think it was a hell of an event. And that's why I'm very excited for the next SCW event. And I got to tell you, we are coming up on it very soon, guys. May 2nd, Saturday, May 2nd, at a early start time of 2 o'clock p.m., we are going to be at the Bilo in Clinton, South Carolina. That's located at 927 South Broad Street in Clinton, South Carolina, for an absolutely free event. Now, if that's not something that an SCW fan could enjoy, I don't know what is. A 100% free event for you guys to come out and enjoy. Now, I do want to also mention that given... a lot of individuals out there probably know who I am and what I do here in this company now. The show we're speaking of right now for May 2nd will be announced very soon. And I believe that not only the main event, but the subsequent matches on the card are going to be very satisfactory to the SCW fans. I don't think anyone will have anything to complain about. I think that this event... it could quell some of the animosity towards some of the things that went down at Blaze of Glory. I'll say that much. And as always, guys, you want to keep your eyes and ears peeled to SCW Entertainment social media, our radio right here on Blog Talk Radio, our website, all of that. And speaking of which, let's go ahead and do it right now, guys. Let's go through and let's talk about where you can keep your eyes and ears peeled to get all the late-breaking SCW Entertainment news. Because you can do that at, of course, our official website at scwentertainment.com. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, just simply searching SCW Entertainment. You can also find us on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. We are on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, and Instagram. Just type in those websites, /SCW Entertainment. Search us. We're definitely there. Also, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment. You can find us on a myriad of other websites such as Tumblr, Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google Plus, and SoundCloud. And I want to say, guys, that SCW DVD is still available at live events, and also you can buy them off of our website on our shop tab, of course, at scwentertainment.com. And I bring this up because, as I understand it, some new DVD titles will be coming out in the near future. I know we already have some pre-orders for the Blaze of Glory 6 event, and that'll be coming out shortly as well. So, guys, and once again, you know, I think I've mentioned this before, but I think we'll bring it up one more time. If there are any SCW events that we do not currently manufacture for a extra nominal fee, we will make that DVD for you, get it printed, get the artwork ready, and send it right out to you. We have so many shows under our belt that it would be practically impossible to print every event. However, like I said, we do take special orders, so to speak. Now, with that said, guys, another side note that I wanted to venture into on this episode of SCW Radio, I want everyone out there listening to add another Facebook account to that list of URLs and things I give you to search each and every week. And that is, if you want to check out on Facebook, South Carolina Wrestling School of Wrestling. That is our official Facebook page, and the one of the best ways to get in touch with our trainers here. If you'd like to live the dream of a professional wrestler, you can do that right here at SCW Entertainment. We had a class that just started this past Saturday, and there's a lot of guys that I've personally walked around and saw them training, saw the exercises, the challenges going down to see if these guys have what it takes to get into an SCW ring. And I got to tell you, I was impressed by a lot of the individuals out there. So for anyone out there listening, South Carolina Wrestling School of Wrestling on Facebook, classes are filling up. So make sure that you get in quickly. And if you're gonna contact us about this, make sure you're serious, because, you know, this is money you're going to have to invest. This is time we're going to have to invest. So with that said, make sure you're serious, if nothing else. We understand this isn't for everybody, but, you know, it's one of those things. We've had issue here in the past, and we just don't want to make it that way again. So South Carolina Wrestling School of Wrestling, we're right here on Facebook. You want to come check us out? There we are. Now, with that said, one more time, I'm going to let everyone know, if anybody out there has any questions, concerns, comments, granted, I won't be fielding questions as it relates to my actions from Blaze of Glory 6, but we are handling any and all other questions. You can call us at 713-955-0804, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment and join us on the live chat if you have any questions, comments, concerns there as well. We're going to give it a few more minutes, and if we don't have anyone calling in, I think we'll go ahead and wrap up a little bit early this week, because as far as information goes, we've pretty much gotten everything out there that we do need to get out there. This would be a good time to stop and thank the SCW fans who have been SCW loyal fans, even through some of the chaos that has been going on here lately. There's a lot of hashtags out there and a lot of individuals out there who, for lack of a better term, are disagreeing with SCW Entertainment right now, or a lot of people confusing my actions with the actions of an entire company. And I want to clarify that isn't the case. One thing I will say about that incident, and I'll say it here, and I think I'll let it die after that and until the video coming Friday, is that I can tell you, anyone listening in the sound of my voice, nobody knew my intentions going into Blaze of Glory. Nobody knew my intentions until they happened. I would like for some names to be cleared here. Anderson Strong had no idea. Tanner Stone had no idea. Scott Pierce nor Sean Storm had any idea or any indication that I would be doing this. I know there are some rumors out there regarding myself and certain individuals communicating during the show. Those rumors are completely unfounded. And I'll leave it at that for now. Like I said, and I'll say this one more time, and I'm going to try to let this die, Even though it is something that I would love to speak about on this week's episode of SCW Radio, I could have dedicated the entire 30 to 45 minutes talking about this, but I'm not. I'm just going to tell you. I'll field these questions in a video Friday. And if anyone has any questions or comments they want to send to me, they can do so at any SCW Entertainment social media account or any Sean Van social media account. We'll field them there, and I'm going to answer any of y'all questions then, not tonight. But with that said, guys, really quickly, one more time, I want to reiterate, next Saturday, May the 2nd, SCW Entertainment presents Afterburn, aptly named, feeling the afterburn of the Blaze of Glory 6, and what will doubt no be a completely chaotic environment. It's going to be definitely something for the fans to see. So May 2nd, 2 o'clock p.m., a little bit earlier than we're accustomed to doing our events, we're going to be at the Bilo of Clinton, located at 927 South Broad Street in Clinton, South Carolina. It is an absolutely free event. And as I said earlier, guys, make sure to keep your eyes and ears peeled to SCW social media. The main event will be announced before this weekend, as well as, like I said a little bit earlier, some subsequent matches on this card that I think are really going to be very enjoyable. So with that said, guys, I think what we're going to do is go ahead and end this episode of SCW Radio a bit prematurely. I want to thank everyone for listening. And like I said, all concerns, comments, and questions will be addressed in a video recorded by yours truly this Friday. So with that said, let's go ahead and end this week's episode of SCW Radio. I want to thank everyone for listening once again, and we will be back same time, same place next Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., for another edition of SCW Radio. Until then, I'm your host, Sean Van, signing off.